AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Members of Congress have voted to keep Mike Johnson as their House Speaker.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
The Trump loyalist was falling short on the first round of voting, but several critics were convinced to change their no votes.
I'm grateful for this election, for the confidence this chamber has placed in me.
Shrinking the federal government is among the priorities Johnson highlighted. The Senate also opened its session today.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution?
Vice President Kamala Harris swearing in lawmakers for the now Republican-controlled chamber. The 37-year-old Green Beret from Colorado who died by suicide in a Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas New Year's Day may have been suffering from a brain injury, our Sagar Magani reports.
Matthew Livelsberger had told an ex-girlfriend he faced pain and exhaustion after serving in Afghanistan.
He would go through periods of withdrawal and he struggled with depression and memory loss.
Alicia Aaron served as an Army nurse who treated soldiers with TBI, and she encouraged him to get therapy.
The street parades are already back in New Orleans just days after 14 people were killed in a terrorist rampage on Bourbon Street. President Biden will travel to the city Monday to meet with the families of the victims. The Transportation Department is fining JetBlue $2 million for having chronically late flights. The Golden Globes are this weekend, our Margie Zaraletta reports.
The movie Emilia Perez goes into the Golden Globes with 10 nominations. The Bear leads the TV nominations with 5.
Triple-digit gains for the Dow on Wall Street. This is AP News. The president of Ukraine is pondering whether Donald Trump can help end the war waged by Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says President-elect Donald Trump is strong and unpredictable, and those qualities can be a decisive factor in his policy approach to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, Zelensky adds it won't be possible to end the almost 3 years of war in one day. As Trump claimed, Zelensky said in a Ukrainian television interview that fighting on the battlefield can end quite quickly if Trump is strong in his position. Trump, who takes office on January 20, hasn't publicly fleshed out his policy on Ukraine. I'm Charles Zeledesma.
Authorities say U.S. Olympic runner Fred Curley has been arrested in Miami Beach, Florida after a confrontation with police. Body camera footage shows him arguing with officers late Thursday. Curley was wrestled to the ground and was tased. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.